You're listening to Just Okay Gamers, where this week you're in for a treat because we have brownies.
Brownies?
What?
Yeah, a real treat.
I like brownies.
We're just okay and we play some games. We're just okay gamers. I know when to play the song, Millpool.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were
and cue.
Oh, boy. Episode 14.
1-4.
1-4?
Why do you guys always do that?
Do what?
You just answered your own question.
What are you talking about?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't think we do anything weird out of the ordinary. So, my name is Guido, and I'm here with...
Wally!
Hey, what's up? It's Millpool.
Yo, 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 guys, it's nasty up in this house.
Nasty sounds like Cleveland.
Oh, wow.
It sounded a little strange today, Nasty.
Ah, thanks, guys. I just got done fucking some strangers.
Sweet, man. High five.
It was Pride weekend.
So, how's everybody doing?
Good. Thanks, man. Thanks for asking.
Yeah,
I'm all right, too. Yeah. I had a fun week, I guess.
You won something.
Yeah, I won audience favorite for a 48-hour film festival.
Yeah.
So you can see that on my YouTube channel if you want. And that was fun.
Called Time Brothers.
No, just Time Bros.
Time Bros? Sorry.
I did put the period on there, and so I'm sure people read it as Time Brothers. But what? That's fine. What?
Who would do that?
Well, like Super Mario Bros?
Yeah.
You
know? I just call it Super Mario, though.
You didn't call it Super Mario Brothers?
No.
I do.
He is Canadian.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. We made a short film in 48 hours. If that's something you want to do, you should see if it's coming to your town. Even you guys. Why don't you guys do it?
Nah.
What?
Can I just use your video and resubmit it?
If you get my genre, sure.
Okay. What was actually, your genre?
My genre was buddy film.
Oh, yeah.
I know for a fact that there is a 48-hour film branch in my hometown.
It's all over. I'm sure there's one in Toronto.
It's global, yeah.
So you guys should do that.
You know, we should probably clarify what that is if you want to really get into it. But just a brief summary of a 48-hour film.
You have 48 hours to make a film.
And it's a global thing.
Yeah, yeah. So the winner of each city goes to nationwide. Nationwide goes to worldwide contest. And the worldwide gets shown at Cannes Film Festival.
Giant Cannes.
Yep. Big old juicy jingly Cannes Film Festival.
We're mature.
Yeah, absolutely.
You don't say the S. It's just can.
No, I can say it any way I fucking want.
I'm pretty sure I'm American, which means typical I can say American. Can butcher everyone's language.
Yeah, uh-huh. Typical American bastardization of the French language.
Sorry, Canadian. But you go speak your Frenchy. Eat your goddamn French fries.
Go over to Montreal and have some craps. And crepes.
Yes. Craps.
Have some craps.
Go fishing in a river and catch some craps.
Right? I don't even know what you're saying.
Cooper craps.
No, craps.
Oh. All right.
Good stuff,
later.
Guys.
Well, we've been sold to the whole new demographic.
Nasty's been pretty quiet.
Yo, 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 I'm just taking it all in, boys.
I just got done taking it up the pooper, and I want to talk to you all about games.
Nasty, you should have changed a lot this past week.
Yeah, so what?
Are you all right?
Yeah, boy.
Okay.
No one's, yes. Yes. Okay.
So there hasn't been a lot that has happened since we last recorded with League.
What's League?
It's this game we play. It's a MOBA.
Really? What's MOBA mean?
Massively Online Battle Arena? Something like that.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Sounds interesting. We should give it a try.
Yeah, it's free to play, too.
Interesting.
And if you're signing up for the first time, use referral code X4C924.
Nice.
Don't you just type in the summoner name?
Do you?
I think so.
I don't know.
I got a few referrals.
I don't know. I've never gotten any.
The biggest thing that has happened in the 5 days since we've recorded last was Chaox retired from competitive games. And does anyone care? Do you guys care? I know Millpool's a huge Chaox fan.
Yeah, giant.
He loves the Chaox.
So he played for TSM, got ousted, got fired, what, like 4 months ago? It was in between the spring LCS thing, right? It was like week four or something.
Yeah.
Now, question.
Yeah? In the middle of the backstory?
Well, not really.
Let me give the backstory.
Okay.
And then ask a question.
I will withhold raising my hand until you're complete.
So then he
quit. I have a question.
Yes? Yeah. Millpool, please.
He has to go potty.
Go ahead with your question, Millpool.
I was wondering what Wally was going to ask.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll get to that later. Okay.
Cool.
So he quit TSM. No, he got fired from TSM. Traveled to Asia, Korea or something. Was hanging out with Korean teams and posting vlogs. And then he came back. Because, I don't know, he ran out of money or something, probably. I'm guessing that's probably not the reason. But he made this vlog post saying, "Hey guys, I'm going to retire from competitive games. You know what? Looking at all these NA teams, I probably could have joined all of them at once at the same time. I would have played against myself. But they're not good enough, in my opinion." That's pretty much what he said.
Yeah, that's exactly what he said.
Yeah.
You memorized it, I'm impressed.
No, that was audio. I just played the audio from the vlog.
Oh, wow.
I know. So, I don't think anyone really cares. Are there Chaox fans out there?
Chinese people like him.
Yeah, I think he went to China, not Korea.
Oh.
They call him the king of last hit.
Maybe he went to Korea. I don't know.
Oh, no. He knows a little bit Chinese, so I'm guessing he went to China.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who fucking cares, man?
Yeah, he wasn't playing. Like, I don't understand why this is retiring.
May
like,
I ask
he,
my
he
question?
Retired when he got fired from TSM.
Yes, ask your question.
Is he able to actually do this full time? Like, retire full time and just stream shit?
Yeah.
I mean, is that viable?
Yeah.
When you're not competing?
The old jungler for TSM retired, like, God, a year and a half, 2 years ago, or something like that.
He's doing okay?
His name's the Rain Man. And he streams every day, gets thousands of people watch him, lives off of it. I don't know. Yeah, I guess he's doing fine.
That's just amazing to me that there's actually an economy off of watching someone play shit.
Maybe one day we can get there, guys.
Yeah.
I'd love to sit at home and play. I'd probably get tired of it pretty quick.
Yeah, you'd get bored.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard enough to make a video once a month.
Yeah, you don't have to. There's no work involved in streaming. You just have to play the game for a
right.
while.
Yeah, you have to play. You have to be good.
You are basically performing live, though, for an audience.
Yeah, but they aren't perform. I mean, I guess they're performing.
You have to meet a certain standard, otherwise nobody would watch you play.
Nah, no, they don't. People are watching them for, you know, to watch that person.
Yeah, but what if they start sucking horribly every single game? They wouldn't watch that.
Yeah, they would.
They would?
Yeah.
There's one guy I know, like one guy that manages to pull that off. And I think it's like his name's Legendary 1989. He's renowned for being terrible.
Yeah.
But I can't think of anyone else who's like terrible and makes money off of being watched.
Yeah. Well, these guys are pro players. I mean,
but he's not anymore.
Well,
they were.
Okay.
And he's still really good at the game.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
So people are going to watch. And he had fans. I don't know why he has fans anymore.
Well, that's kind of what I'm getting at.
I guess streamers have their own kind of subgroup that latches onto them.
Like groupies or some shit?
Yeah, I mean, there's like Guardsman Bob and Phantom Lord, and I think I'm saying his name right, Phantom Lord?
Yeah.
And, I mean, Rain Man, who are all streamers that aren't professional, but they play well enough that people watch them in the droves, like thousands of people at a time. Yeah. So,
and they're also good players. Like, they're typically diamond
plus. Right. And a lot of them, like Phantom Lord, is entertaining. He's very animated when he plays. Rain Man just used to be a pro, because I've watched him, and he doesn't like talk much or do anything out of the ordinary. Just kind of plays the game.
He wears a hat backwards.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, 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 that's how I wear my hat.
Oh, wicked nasty.
That's nasty. I'm proud.
Yeah, it's good to hear from him.
So, Kayox, retire away, buddy. Good luck streaming. If you want to be a guest on the podcast.
We know you're listening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Frequent listener.
Just to explain your side of the story. All right. Let's move on. I'm going to get our little thing up.
So that's what he said.
That is what he said. So,
question.
All these new... Yes, go ahead.
We started with a plug for Mumbleboxes. Are we no longer doing that?
Oh, shit. You fucked up.
I forgot about that.
You fucked up.
Now you fucked up.
You done fucked up now.
So... if you guys need a Mumble server, go to mumbleboxes.com. Use the promo code JustOkay at checkout. You're going to get 20% off. 20% off like a $5 server. Just buy that shit, man. Help us out. Come on. Jesus. What do we have to beg?
God, you dumb fucks. Mumblebox.
So, mumbleboxes.com. good plug, guys.
Yeah. I actually have a sponsor that I'd like to mention.
Oh, who's your sponsor?
My personal sponsor is mymumble.com.
Okay.
You're going to say my dad.
Their Mumble server provider.
Yeah?
And, yeah. So you enter the promo code Millpool, and it's pretty expensive. It's like $20 a month.
Oh, wow.
At least, yeah. But the promo code... it actually increases the price a little bit, like by $5. But that goes to me.
That's so crazy because I have my personal sponsor, which is thebestmumbleserver.com, where you enter Guido in at the promo code. It's $400 a day. Wow. And yeah, the promo code, though, gets you 5,000% off. So they pay you to get it.
Well, no, I wouldn't go into negative.
Oh,
but you know how percentages
work. Hey, man, I'm just reading the copy that they sent me.
Wait, would that go into negative?
I'm not a fucking mathematician. This isn't fucking Beautiful Mind over here. I don't fucking know.
Wally, you should know this.
I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, figures. Who's your personal sponsor, Wally?
My dad.
Oh.
And my coupon code is a hug. He thinks I'm pretty swell.
Can I cash that coupon code in?
Sure. Come on down. You'll give hugs.
All right. So something was brought up on Reddit. Newer champs have better tool kits than older champs. Which is kind of phasing.
Not just better toolkits, but like overpowered toolkits. Way too much utility.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's phasing out older champs to where they don't get played. And if they do get played, you're at a fairly large disadvantage.
The guys who raised the initial question about this cited Thresh as like the example to stand by to show that that's overdone.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't think he's overpowered. I don't think newer champions are inherently more powerful than others. They just provide a different dynamic that people aren't prepared for, and they perceive that as overpowered.
Well, it kind of ties into what's getting played in the LCS too. Like Thresh gets picked and banned quite often, and there's a reason for that because the pros think that they'll have an advantage playing him or a disadvantage playing against him, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know. Don't you think a threat? I mean, I don't know. It's just. It's the way it is. The game came out 3 years ago. Of course, the release champs aren't going to be the same as the new champs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I do think that Aatrox is an interesting character to introduce at this particular point. But I haven't found anybody who plays him well enough to really comment on it. I think Millpool would agree.
I've seen some good Aatrox players recently. He's like, yeah, he's really good 1v1, but I think he falls off a bit in team fights.
Oh, whoopty shit, 1v1s mattered about what?
Lane phase.
Yeah, eh. I don't know, I think I might be spoiled because our lane phase is hit or miss. We do well, we do poor, it all comes out in the wash in the team fight.
Yeah. So some examples that someone gave in the Reddit thread were like Kha'Zix versus Talon. Like, why did you play Talon over Kha'Zix? You know, Kha'Zix has better CC, better escape, lifesteal.
Yeah.
Basically better in every way.
It's true. Or, let's see. I don't know. Who's a mid? Who's a mid that would fall in that category? I guess Lissandra versus, like, Annie?
Yeah.
I mean, Annie has her strengths. Maybe that's not a fair matchup, but
I don't mean to.
Sandra has a escape and a and a
lots of
snare
roots.
And snares and invulnerable, and Annie's got a stun every 5 auto attacks and a bear.
Yeah, a common complaint was a lot of the newer champs have like a lot of them have gap closers and CC and sustainability. You know, they just have like too many tools. Whereas the older champs would have maybe one or two of those.
Right.
And they'd be more specialized.
Yeah. I mean, Riot's trying to rework the older champions, but I don't think that at the rate they're going, they're going to ever catch up unless they stop releasing new champs. Right?
Yeah.
There's just so many older champs that aren't as viable anymore. I don't know.
Yeah. So what do you think the solution is? Delete older champs?
Well, a solution implies a problem.
I mean, I would...
Well, I mean...
There is a problem.
Yeah, yeah, but I mean, it's going to happen,
it's a problem.
Though.
Like, it's good to have variety, but when one champ is just clearly better than another that fulfill the same roles, I guess that's a problem.
Yeah, you'd have to... Yeah, I suppose. But you know, Guido, you said yourself that the game is old. I mean, older, it's aging.
Yeah.
You're gonna have overlap and
right,
evolution and stuff.
Should they fix it, or should they just let it ride its course? And just no one plays the older champs anymore? Because that's what it might get to.
Since the system is based on a commercial capitalist principle, I think they should just let it go. Laissez-faire.
Yeah, I don't think it's true across the board that older champs are always not as good as newer champs.
Right.
There's a
few that still stand the test of time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't think that this problem is, if you want to call it that, is as much as a problem in lower skill levels.
Right.
You know, I think it's kind of a toss-up at lower skill levels, you know. Like, Kha'Zix is not always necessarily going to be better than Talon. comes down to like the quality of the player and the quality of the team and stuff like that.
Right. Yeah, but I don't know. I guess I'd just like to see a fresh face on some of those older champs.
That's true.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Not just cosmetic, you mean fundamental.
Right. But champs also come in and out of favorability based on items and stuff like that.
That's true.
Know, changes to the game. Like champs that were really popular in Season 2, like Olaf, Jungle, you know, you don't even see Olaf anymore.
Yeah. We did for a brief period.
Not he in got the jungle. Nerfed hard, though.
Yeah, he did.
Over the course of like 3 patches.
Yeah.
That's why you don't see him.
Right. Huh.
So, get on your shit, Riot. Fix that stuff.
You heard it here first.
Yep. We make demands, and we hope they'll follow through, or else the Just Okay Army will rise up.
The Just Okay Army. I like that.
Just Okay Army.
Yeah.
Were you trying to turn that into something?
I was trying to, but I couldn't think of anything quick enough. I was going to call it, like, yeah, Just Okarmy. But that doesn't work. Whatever. Yeah. What else is there? The jungle. Changes have happened. We've got time to play it and discuss it. And Wally doesn't ever play the jungle.
So, I know of jungle.
Right.
You know that it exists, right?
Yes, and both the role as well as the general geographic area.
Okay, good.
So it hasn't affected me too much in the jungle. The biggest thing that I can say is you need a hard smiteless leash on the first dude, just so that you can run to the second buff and smite it and go for a gank. Because then you're kind of gimped if you don't. If you have to use your smite on that second one. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or
no, not really.
No?
Makes sense to me. It's all about timing.
Wasn't that true before as well?
No. I mean, I guess it was true.
I mean, getting smiteless is always good, but
right. It, yeah.
I don't expect that now.
You don't I expect a smiteless.
I expect it, yeah.
Just because without the wolves, you're going to want to burn down the next thing quicker. If you're getting smiteless, it just means that the first buff is going to go down just as fast because everyone has to stick around a little bit longer to take it down. And then you go to wolves or wraiths or whatever second and then go right to the next buff. That's what I do.
Yeah, that's my path right now.
And it's just the faster you do it and the faster and longer you have both those buffs, the better off you're going to be. Or if you can want to go and invade with your fresh smite that you haven't used yet. It just, I think it's needed for any sort of advantage in the jungle.
You know? Yeah. Yeah.
I think a smite, well, yeah, I guess it was the case before, but I think it's just more needed now than it was earlier before the changes.
Why though? I mean, the only meaningful change for a jungler is you don't start wolves anymore. You start, you know, one of the buffs.
Yeah, but you started wolves to get that extra little bit of experience, yeah.
Yeah, so you'd be level
going smiteless, you want to burn down those two big buffs as fast as you can rather than just burning your smite and then going to the other camps and waiting for your smite to come up.
Yeah.
The second time, or trying to fight the second buff and being low on health.
Yeah.
It just lets you do your course better. I don't know. It's faster. It lets you stay on the path that it did before they took away the early wolves or wraiths.
Right. Yeah, I'm not saying you're wrong. Like, I'm not the best jungler, so this is definitely stuff I need to learn. I did see a post on Reddit today that said someone didn't like the new jungle because it's too easy to fall behind if you get counter-jungled as opposed to before.
Is it?
I don't know.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Did he give a reason?
I don't know. I didn't really read it.
No. I mean, what else did they do in the jungle? They lowered
respawn times on everything, pretty much, I think.
Yeah, and they gave more experience. So I don't see how you'd fall far behind if you're getting countered more than before. You should go on to the Reddit and tell that guy he's talking out of his ass.
Fight.
I don't know. I like it. I like the new jungle. It's a little different. It took me a few tries to figure out a new path, but I got the hang of it now.
Yeah, I haven't really noticed a huge difference, to be honest. Like, the thing I like about it the most is when I'm bottom lane, if I'm not blue side, the enemy team doesn't start golems.
Right. Yeah, so you're at an even playing field there.
Yeah.
I think we, as a team, we need to invade more often.
We do, and I can see that becoming the standard, and we don't do it as much yet.
Yeah. Right.
It's becoming the new meta game.
I don't even think a full-on invade. I think just controlling their blue buff past when it spawns and then just leaving it. Or going in mostly to get a kill, get that first blood. Not for the objective of their buff, but for the objective of the first blood. Especially if we can get the first blood on the jungler. Just because it'll send them so far behind, and it doesn't take a lot of risk. And if we don't get it by the time the buffs are almost up, then we just leave, you know?
Well, you risk a first blood on your side, giving them the first blood.
Yeah, you do risk it, but it's not, especially if the whole team's there, it's not as big a risk to your team.
And then if you're going to invade, ideally you want to have a good level one. So you got to do the picks.
Well, I'm thinking more in terms of us playing random pubbies. Yeah. They aren't going to be as organized as us. So it's going to be their mid stuck in that jungle, in the river bush, like looking out. Or especially if we get there fast enough to where they're just walking into the bush and there's four of us there. You know, we just need to kind of think ahead a little bit.
Yeah.
And because they're not going to, no one's going to five-man protect a blue buff in a normal game pub. Yeah. You know?
Yeah, I'd like to start doing that.
So, I don't know. I guess we should just sit down and talk about the best way to do it. You know?
Yeah.
In my opinion, it would be the best just to run in, wait for a kill. If it doesn't happen, everybody leaves. And that's our invade.
Yeah.
It's short and sweet. I like that tactic.
Yeah.
What do you think, Nasty?
Yo, yo, yo! I think you guys got it all figured out! Hashtag deal with it!
He's not some kind of like ICP juggalo or something. He's like, yo, 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 after everything. Yeah.
He's here with us in the room.
Hey, yo, ICP ain't so bad anyway.
All right.
Beat the shit out of you.
All right. You heard it here first. Nasty loves ICP. Nasty, are you? I didn't know this. Are you a juggalo? Do you put like the makeup on and stuff?
Yo, yo, yo! Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't.
Yo, maybe me and my girl, we put on the makeup, yo.
Why are you impersonating me, Wally?
I hate you, that's why.
Stop it.
Oh, shit. You got beef.
Guys, settle down, all right? Wow.
Yeah.
Doesn't like to touch myself and cry.
I think that about covers League. I don't know. I kind of just shat out of my mouth for most of that.
Hey, not much happened. Okay. Give us a break. God. Get off our backs.
Yeah, settle down, people. Well, let's... should we go to general gaming?
What else would we do?
I don't know. Talk about life. The game of.
Oh.
So how are you doing?
The second life?
Wait, alright, general gaming, here it comes.
Hi, I'm Guido. This is a segue.
General Gaming.
Nice. I love that segue.
The Oh Yeah has been released.
Oh Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone got their Oh Yeahs.
No, apparently not everyone did.
No one got their Oh Yeahs?
Well, not no one. Some people
Oh my God. They stole everyone's money. No one got an Oh Yeah.
No, they all did.
No, you're mishearing, I think.
Oh.
Some people got the Oh Yeah, but some people still haven't who were backers of the Kickstarter.
Oh, I see. So some people got Oh Yeahs, but no one got an Oh Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
That is accurate.
Is that it about that?
Yeah, unless you have an opinion about early impressions.
I don't know anything about it. I know it's a piece of shit Android $99 fucking toy that you can get from Target.
I can tell you the whole sordid story if you want.
It sums it up.
Yeah, please do.
It was a Kickstarter. You know that already.
What's $99?
It was on Kickstarter.
What's Kickstarter? And basically,
it's a thing.
Okay.
And
on motorcycles.
Yeah.
Hmm.
They crowdsourced it on Kickstarter. And they said, hey guys, $99 gets you a console. And it's going to be awesome. It's going to be Android based. They do a whole bunch of cool things, and it's $99. And then everyone shit themselves.
It's not going to be controlled by the man.
Not going to be controlled by the man. The system, if you will.
It's going to be your system.
Yeah. And you can hack it and do crazy shit to it and all sorts of stuff. And people shit themselves. And to $99. Hell yeah. And they did it. And it passed. They made a lot of money. And everyone who knows tech specs looked at the specs of this thing and said, one, you can't launch a brand new console on just some funding with no testing and with hardware of a cell phone from, like, you know, this generation, which is now the last generation now that it's come out. And people said, shut up, it's awesome. And they're like, okay, fine. Make your bed, lie in it. Now they have. So all the Kickstarter people that sponsored it got the Kickstarter edition of the Oh Yeah. I don't know if you guys even knew that.
No.
It has a little thank you in the box, and it's not as refined. It still has a few bugs in it. They're patching some of those bugs. Some of the bugs are fundamental, like the hardware, the controller. Had a few modifications made to it in the retail release, which is now being reviewed. And in fact, the guy from Penny Arcade basically said, be careful of reviews of the Oh Yeah because the reviews of the Kickstarter edition should not be compared to the reviews of the retail edition.
Yeah.
So the Kickstarter is basically paid for being guinea pigs. And the retail edition really isn't as bad. But the fundamental problem with Oh Yeah still that it's running on was it's essentially tablet hardware. Now, who could use an Oh Yeah? People who like Android-based OSs, people who really enjoy playing on their cell phone on the shitter, said, you know what I should do? I want to play this on the fucking couch now instead of shitting and on a big TV. And that's Oh Yeah. And for anybody else who likes hacking their system a little bit in terms of the software side, Emulator Paradise. Lots of people are doing Game Boy, Super NES, whole bunch of crazy shit. And that is a sweet spot for it as well. But aside from that, that's it.
Yeah.
I hope everyone that bought it was playing like a shitty ripoff of Angry Birds on their couch and just shat their pants because that's all they know.
I'm pretty poop.
Seems like a good time to poop. I'm playing a shitty Angry Birds knockoff.
I mean, the guy from Penny Arcade loves how open it is and how many games you can play for essentially free. You basically get to try everything on the entire catalog until you hit a paywall, which is kind of cool. But most of the games, like I'm saying, I'm serious. If you ever were having a really bad diarrhea and you're on the can and you had nothing else to do but browse the Play Store on your Android, that's what fucking Oh Yeah is. And I'm really not that amused by that.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Ben Kuchera is that guy from Penny Arcade. He's been a... Since it's come out, he's been one of the proponents of it, I guess. Among all the negative talk I've been hearing about it, he's been really positive about it. But it just came out today. I mean, retail, like, you know, still pretty early to pass judgment, I think.
Can't
people with Android phones just hook up their phone to an output on the TV and then Bluetooth PS3 controller or something to it?
Yeah. Well, that's one of the arguments against it is there is software where you can just Bluetooth your controller to your phone or whatever and play games that way. It's essentially, I guess, the same experience.
Right.
But there will be Ouya-only games coming out.
Yeah, I doubt it.
You doubt it?
Yeah, I doubt it.
Not as many as I'm sure they envisioned or promised.
Yeah.
Well, the hardware's not there. I mean, it literally has the hardware of a tablet or a cell phone.
Yeah. There's already, like, emulators on it. I think that's the one thing that kind of appeals to me.
Emulator paradise.
Yeah, just having, like, a dedicated emulator box or something. I mean, you can pretty much do that with anything nowadays, with a computer, with, you know.
Right.
If you jailbreak your Xbox or PS3, you can do that, but
build a bitch box on, like, a Celeron processor and hook it up to your TV.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. It's still early. We'll see what happens.
The retail release is a lot better, though, and that should be fairly stated.
Yeah. If anyone listening has gotten Ouya, you should leave a comment on Facebook and tell us how it is.
I guarantee somebody has.
You think
there's Ouya people all over the place.
Yeah, show us. Or tell us.
Do something. Show and tell us.
Yeah.
Touch us.
So is that it for Ouya?
I think we're Ouya'd out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So what? What's the deal with Prime World?
Yeah, what's the deal with Prime World?
What's this Prime World stuff, Millpool?
Prime World is a game. I don't know a lot about
No. What? I didn't ask what it was. I'm asking what the deal is.
What's the deal?
What's the difference?
One's a deal.
Yeah, one's what it is.
Okay.
So, again,
what's the deal? Prime World?
Prime World is a game?
It's... No. Again.
No. Stop this fucking
This is horrible.
Up.
God. Millpool. What's the
deal? Give me one more shot.
How about this? Why should we care about Prime World?
But
sell it to me.
About what it is or what the deal
What the deal?
Are you a robot?
What's wrong with you? We're speaking
Do you have a
English.
Human soul, sir?
Stop speaking your stupid French Canadian. Speak American.
All right. I'll try it once more.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Now, last time, what's the deal with Prime World, Millpool?
Prime World... is
okay. I guess we'll have to deal with a fourth grade book report.
Fuck it. Podcast's over. We're done with this.
Why don't we just hear about your Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe book report instead?
Yeah. God damn it, Millpool. You ask for one thing and you can't deliver?
I don't understand the question.
That is why you fail.
Here, I'll answer it.
All right.
So the deal with Prime World is it's a game that combines MOBA gameplay with persistent town management.
Did I just have to start the sentence with the deal with Prime World is?
Yeah, pretty much.
That would be a good first step.
All right, what is it?
It's... I don't know.
So, right, you only know what the deal with it is.
Yeah. All right, tell us what it is.
Prime World is a game that it combines MOBA gameplay, like League of Legends. There's three lanes and champions, or I don't know if they call it something else. And there's also like a persistent world outside of the MOBA, where I guess you build like a castle and you have a fortress and a town and you collect silver or something like that. And you can use like, I think you can use the silver to buy stuff in the MOBA, like items, and you unlock new items and stuff like that. Yeah, that's what it is.
You sound beleaguered.
You guys warm yet?
That's good. It's like Warcraft on rails, right? You can't control the creeps, can you?
No. It's just like League of Legends.
But you build towns.
Well, there's like two separate games.
Oh.
There's one that's just the MOBA, and then the other game outside of the MOBA is the persistent. It was on Penny Arcade Report, and he was comparing it to Farmville, the kind of persistent game where you build a village and collect resources and stuff like that.
Right. So it's got a macro and a micro, kind of.
Yeah.
The town, I assume, helps your hero do better.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what it kind of sounds like? Not totally. It didn't have a persistent world, but Demigod was a MOBA that you could use the money that you get from last hitting or killing champs or whatever to build your Nexus up. Well, it wasn't called a Nexus, but essentially a Nexus. And upgrade your turrets and do all sorts of stuff. It was the first MOBA I ever played, and it was a lot of fun. So there's that.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever played
Demigod? No. Okay. What's the deal with Demigod?
I have a Demigod poster on my wall.
Did you ever play it?
No. I played it once. I hated it, and I shelved it.
I was really good at that game.
I actually have a Demigod miniature figure in my drawer.
Yeah?
It's of that guy with the two lighthouses on his shoulders.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You like that?
Freaking laser beams.
No, he was a cool character. That's the guy I used. I can't remember his name.
Like, but Watch Post or something stupid. Sentinel?
Yes, yeah. Something, the problem with that game was it only had like 8 champs. And they never upgraded more. They had like 10 different maps though, which was cool. Alright, so that wraps up Prime World.
Yeah.
With a talk of Demigod.
Yep.
So look out for Prime World.
I really don't know why we talked about that.
Yeah, outside. I don't know. It's kind of like League, but you do stuff with Farmville. There's another game called Rust, but I don't know if we need to talk about that either.
It's an alpha.
We're falling apart, guys.
No, there's a game called Rust.
Nasty hasn't been saying anything, man. He needs to pull his weight.
Yo, yo, yo! I'm sitting here drinking tons of beers!
Oh, wicked.
Sounds
awesome.
Like, sounds like the friend of Fat Albert that no one heard from.
Cool,
I don't know,
man.
Why he starts every sentence with yo, yo, yo.
He's always done that.
His voice gets higher each time. Like, yo, yo, yo! I'm drinking lots of beers!
Wow, that sounds just like him. You do a good Nasty impression.
Hey, everybody, I'm Nasty! I suck dicks for tricks!
I don't suck dicks, yo, yo, yo! I mean, yo, yo, yo!
This is the worst.
This is the best.
Yeah, this is the best.
Speaking of this, The Last of Us.
We
beat it, Guido. We did it.
We both beat it.
And Millpool just started.
Yeah, Millpool just started. Nasty doesn't have PS3, so we'll never play it.
I loved it.
Yeah, I loved it too.
Just some great... We can't really spoil it for Mill.
Yeah. I mean,
there's some great shit in that.
Yeah.
It's one of the best on-rails story-based driven games that I've played in quite some time. I can't even think of another one that I enjoyed as much.
I just
sense like I don't know.
Characters are just amazing. I love Joel and his take on stuff, and just the sheer finality and brutality of the decision making.
Like, yeah,
no punches are pulled. It's very kind of a Game of Thrones, and its ability to make the choices that most conventional entertainment won't do for its anti-heroes. I really liked it a lot.
Yeah.
We'll talk more about it once Millpool's done with it.
Yeah, but even then, we still can't spoil it.
Fuck it. It's out for 3 weeks. You've been beating it once in 3 weeks. You're just sort of...
Maybe people don't have money to buy it.
Well, then, I'm sorry if you're poor. I mortgaged like I credit carded. I'm gonna pay for it later, one way or the other.
Yeah. Well, if we do spoil it, we'll give you a big enough spoiler warning. Whatever.
Cool.
It's good, and I'm curious to see what Millpool thinks when he's done. How do you like it so far, Mel?
I'm loving it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? Go ahead.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say I was sad when it was over, not because the story's sad, just because I had no more Last of Us to play.
Yeah, what a great ending, too.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, I'm feeling that way as well, Brito, already. I've only played maybe 3 hours or so.
You're in for one hell of an adventure, dude.
Yeah, it's a hell of a ride so far. I was kind of like... hesitant. I'm not usually into like Walking Dead and HBO dramas, like that kind of thing. So
that first fight could really chase some people away if they're not careful.
Oh yeah, wait, against the clickers?
Yeah,
or the one clicker?
That first engagement with everything, the office building. I mean,
if you're that one was such a beast, man. It took me like 10 tries to get it.
Yeah, actually, I had an interesting experience with that today. So I started on hard. I started playing on hard. And I got to that encounter, and I just kept dying over and over again. I'm like, this is impossible. I can't do this. So I changed the difficulty to normal, which you can do on the fly. And it was really interesting to see kind of everything, the world around me change, like in real time practically. Like as soon as I changed it, it auto-saved everything, and unpaused the game, and all of a sudden there's like rebar in front of me that was never there before, and I had actually never seen, up until that point, I had never even seen rebar or 2x4s in the world, so I was like, holy shit, and like ammo drops off the first guy, which I had never got before, and just... I got by the encounter, and there was just stuff everywhere. I couldn't believe it, how much stuff there was on normal compared to hard.
So are you still playing it on normal?
Yeah, I'm not very far past that encounter, but yeah, I'm going to continue on normal.
Yeah, I mean, I'd stick with normal. I played it more for the story than the gameplay. I knew I would, if it was too hard for me, I'd just end up getting frustrated and not want to play it. Like, that almost happened to me with that first encounter.
Right. Yeah, like, that's what I'm afraid of, is having to reload too many times, because it just breaks the, you know, your experience in the world.
Right.
You know, right after that, Ellie made a comment that, like, oh, you guys are really good at this, and Joel's like, oh, it's luck, and it's about to run out or something, and I'm like, did you not notice me dying, like, 12 times back there?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm really enjoying it so far. The voice acting has really stuck out to me, dude. I really think it's awesome.
Yeah, definitely. Cool.
I'm surprised at how much I'm enjoying it.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I wish I had another game to play that was similar or like it. I guess I could go back and play another game that's story-driven on rails, but I don't know, I miss it already. And the multiplayer, I can't get into the multiplayer because it's with the stupid controller.
The review, a reviewer basically said that the tragedy and the triumph of The Last of Us is that once you experience, I mean, I normally I think that's full of shit. Like, once you play it, you know, you can't play it again as the same way because it takes a little bit of the thing out of it. And some games I don't mind. I could play it a million times and I get a kick out of it each time. And I think I would if I replayed this, but I mean, there's a, without spoiling it for Millpool, there's scenes where, like, a new enemy type is unveiled to you and you're pressed against the wall with just a, you know, a handful of supplies and you don't know what this guy will be like, how he'll behave, how you're going to address it, and, like, your heart's beating in your chest. And that was, like, a bellwether moment for me. I know that if I played it again, it wouldn't play out the same way because I'd see it coming and I would kind of know how to act.
Right.
But, I mean, there's so many moments like that in the game. Yeah. I can't believe they did that.
The biggest one, and it's not a spoiler for Millpool, but the biggest one that stands out for me, and I'll just mention
like
the location.
You guys keep saying that.
I'll just mention the location. It's the tunnel. Do you know what I'm talking about, Wally?
No.
No? Oh. That's too bad. I mean, yeah. It goes to show that we had different experiences, but this one individual tunnel was just, it was a fucking...
Yes.
I had to towards take a break end. After. I wanted to go and buy a pack of cigarettes.
Towards the end?
Yes, towards the end.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Dude, I needed a fucking drink after each session of that game.
Yeah.
I needed a stiff drink, because that was just, I mean, the only other time I ever had to, like, take a break of a game because of the stress, and I'm not saying it was because it was good, completely different dynamic, was Doom 3. Because they kept hurling like shit at you, like, over and over and over. It's like skulls, blood, dead babies that are spiders for bodies, and it's like, okay, I get it. I had to take a break. It was the same kind of like evocative response though, but on a much more refined and artistic level. I was just so completely stressed from having to deal with just everything being hurled at me that I had to take breaks and I needed a drink afterward. And I can't remember the last time a game actually did that. It's amazing.
Right.
Yeah. So you guys are not going to play through it again?
I don't think
I can, really. I don't know. I feel like it was a book almost.
Yeah.
Not so soon. Maybe in like a year or something, but...
Yeah.
But then I'll the have, experience, I think.
Yeah, I'll have traded it in, which I'm probably going to do soon, so I get the most value for it.
Yeah, me too, honestly. I might trade it in. I only might hold on to it for one reason, is because of the value of the work.
Yeah.
I might shelve it simply because it's something to keep handy as an example of a bellwether moment in game design.
I agree. So
that's why you're trading it in.
In conclusion, meanwhile, you hate Last of Us.
What?
I don't think you guys should buy it.
Oh, I didn't get that at all from those 15 minutes.
You didn't get that? We fucking hated it, man.
Oh, man. Well, I'll just return it, I guess. I mean, I'm liking it. But,
did you keep the receipt? Because Jesus.
Yeah. I got it at GameStop, which is fucking... I don't usually go to GameStop. That was a shitty experience.
It's always a shitty experience at GameStop.
I don't usually go there. I went there.
Ironically enough, I only go to GameStop, but it's the same one I've been going to for a decade, and I know everyone, and they all know me.
I don't remember it being so shitty. Like, I feel like they've started asking more questions. I literally had to say, no, thank you. I'm just going to buy this today, like, four times.
You want to pre-order any games here? Call of Duty Ghost coming out.
I usually have about three games on pre-order. I am a Plus member. I have the magazine subscription, and I trade things inactively. And they know me for the last 10 years. I am the perfect customer for GameStop. I'm practically the Antichrist.
You know, if you get a GameStop card, 20% off, extra off your trades.
I have it. I have it in my hand right here.
You gonna pre-order NHL 15 today?
No, I don't. I want to buy this game. Leave
okay,
it alone.
Yeah, sure. All right, you want some gift coupons for your friends or something here?
You know what else? You know what else? I also filled out the survey.
No, can you just ring it? Can you scan the game so I can buy it?
Oh, sure. Yeah, here. I'll just do this.
You want to get the quick scan process that I'm doing here?
What?
Yeah, you pay like $10, I scan it out quicker.
Okay, yes, I guess. I don't know. How do you scan it quicker?
Okay, that'll be $122.
This is practically becoming a skit. You know what else? I also fill out the surveys. I give him favorable reviews.
Why don't you
reviews.
Go find Mr. Fucking GameStop and suck his dick? All right.
I practically am. And after I like leave his dick glistening with my saliva juice, and then it's inserted directly into my anus.
Oh man! All right, let's play a quick game. We're probably gonna go over time.
Wow. This goes to show you, we don't. You know, when Nasty gets quiet, we come to life, right, Nasty?
Yo, 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 you guys!
What?
Yo, 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 yo!
Nasty just said, yo, 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 you guys.
Yo, 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 you guys! Yo, 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 yo!
What's up, you
yo,
guys?
Yo,
I'm Nasty!
Yo, 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 yo,
Nasty! Are you okay?
Oh, God, he's stuck in a loop! Someone kick him!
Nasty, are you okay?
He's rapidly becoming Dr. Roxo. I'm a rock and roll clown!
Well, Nasty?
I think he's dead.
All right. Well, that's good. Then we can play some Unfortunately Fortunately.
Let's do this.
Because it's better with three players anyway. okay. I'll go Wally and then Millpool. Do we need to explain it? We haven't played it in a while.
Yeah.
Go ahead. All right.
What's the deal with Fortunately Unfortunately?
What's the deal with Fortunately Unfortunately?
You see, the deal with Fortunately Unfortunately is everybody, I start with a statement, and then Wally would say, fortunately, that statement has something cool to it. And then Millpool would go off of that statement and say, unfortunately, that statement that he said is not very good. And then I'd go, well, fortunately, Millpool's thing, it's all right. Everything's going to be cool. Make sense?
Yeah, I get it.
All right.
We say those exact generic statements, though, right?
Yeah, we just keep going around and around and around.
Saying the same thing.
Yep. Until they shut us off. This is going to be an 18-hour podcast.
Who is they?
The listeners.
You know, the man.
iTunes. all right, let me think of a good statement.
Yeah, you do that.
Okay, I got it. GameStop offers 20% extra when you trade in a game now.
Can I start with unfortunately?
Whatever you want.
Unfortunately, every trade-in comes with a free donkey punch.
Fortunately.
No, it's fortunately?
Unfortunately.
That's fortunately
for Millpool.
Okay.
Fortunately, if you have your donkey with you, you get an extra 20% off.
Unfortunately, that 20% off comes from your body. They cut it off. 20% of your body.
Fortunately, most of the people who do this are fat and they need it.
Unfortunately, GameStop is getting into the human organ trading business, which is really, really bad.
Fortunately, when they trade organs, they send it right back to the customers. So the customers make out with 20% off of trade-ins.
Oh, okay.
When they bring in trade-ins, they get 20% extra.
Nice.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you're buying human organs?
Fortunately, I need a bunch of organs. Because I've been to GameStop so much lately, and they keep taking my organs.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, they're like organ pianos. They're like wind organs.
Right. I didn't mention that.
Yeah.
So that's not going to work in your body.
Oh, man. Are you sure?
Pretty sure.
Fortunately, because of this, GameStop will rule the world as a race of human-machine hybrids.
Didn't we do this once before? No, it was kangaroos or something.
I think that one wrapped up pretty well.
No, what is it? They'll rule the world?
GameStop will rule the world because we'll be human-machine hybrids from trading parts at GameStop of human organs and limbs.
Is that fortunate or unfortunate?
I consider that fortunate. We'll live forever.
But it's piano organs. Semantics.
Unfortunately,
yeah, you take that C word, bro. I want to keep the right. No, we can keep going. This is good.
Well, I don't know. It's full time, right?
No, we're at a minute and one, or an hour and 1 minute, so we're good.
So we're done?
Yeah, we're done.
Yeah, you're done, all right.
We got to do quick plugs. I'll do the Mumble Boxes. Go to mumbleboxes.com, get a Mumble server, stop using Skype. Yeah, put in Just Okay at the checkout in the promo code box. You can get 20% off of the cheap-ass servers that are awesome for playing games with your friends with. Stop using Skype like a bitch.
Playing games with your friends with.
All right. I guess Nasty's dead, so he can't do the rest of the plugs.
Yo.
Oh, wait. I think I heard him.
Help me. Back.
Oh, no.
Nasty.
Yo. Oh, yo.
Well,
getting some feedback.
Yeah. All right. We'll just let him die. JustOKGamers.com is our website. We're looking for voicemails. If you want to ask us a question, record your voice. Send it to JustOKGamers@gmail.com. Our Twitter's @JustOKGamers and Facebook.com/JustOKGamers for all your JustOKGamer needs.
Yeah, and shout out to Brad McQuaid, who's been doing some work on our website.
Oh, yeah, shit.
Yeah.
He's made some pretty awesome changes. If you go onto the website, they're not like super noticeable, but they're really, really awesome and pretty meaningful for us. And he's doing it out of the goodness of his heart. So,
yeah, big shout out to him. Thanks, Brad. All right. I'll have to ask him if he wants us to like give his email out if he wants to have people pay.
You know? Yeah.
Next time.
All right. Well, let's just give it out anyways.
Yeah, sure. It's Brad McQuaid, webmaster at webmasterbine.com.
Yep.
Sounds about right.
Sounds right to me.
All right. Thanks for listening to episode 14 of Just Okay Gamers.
Goodbye.
Bye.